Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. I am your transformational speaker and trainer. We've written 8 books, had our books translated into many languages, but we are now engaged in transforming the lives of 10 million people, helping them be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have whatever they want to have by attracting wealth, living their dreams, and realizing their purpose and destiny. If you want to attract health, wealth, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money into your life, you are in the right place. I would like to thank our listeners for making the Millionaire Mentorship Show the number one new program on the Bashani Radio Network with over 2 million listeners. With listeners like you, nothing is impossible. Keep up the good work. Keep on listening, sharing, and subscribing. Send your questions and comments to Herbert@HerbertHarris.com. I would love to share some of them on the air. Everyone who sends in a comment or question will receive a free audio download, The 4 Principles of Wealth Building. This is Dr. Herbert Harris. If you would like more information about how you may become a millionaire, text the word millionaire, that's MILLIONAIRE, to 58885, that's 5885, to get more information and a special gift. I'd like to open today with an inspirational story about disappointment. There was a little girl whose puppy was hit by a car on the road in front of her house. The dog was not hurt very badly, but he had to stay at the vet's for a few days. When the dog was hit, the little girl was looking out the front window and she began crying uncontrollably. Her father put his arm around her and took her to a window on the left side of the house. He pointed out a tree that she had planted, and a smile came over her face. The moral of the story is, when unpleasant things happen, you may not be able to change what happened, but you can look out of a different window, a different perspective, and that can change everything, because it can change your attitude towards the experience you're having right then. Before we go into our lesson, I would recommend that you get a pad and pen. I'm sure that you'll want to take notes on the powerful information that you will hear today that can help you do you
and create the success you desire.
Our topic for today is handling disappointment. Handling disappointment. And this is a topic that we have really looked at many times, because as you're on your success journey, and especially at this time of the year, as you're getting your stride and really beginning to make progress toward your goals, that the experience, and I call it an experience, the experience of disappointment manifests in your life experience. Now, let me tell you this. When disappointment manifests in your life experience, don't be upset about it. Because one of the key things about disappointment is that it indicates that you are doing something. In other words, you don't experience disappointment if you don't have goals, if you don't have objectives, if you're not working on making something happen. So the fact that you're having disappointments is fine, because it says that you're trying to do something. You're trying to do something bigger, trying to do something better, trying to do something more important. One of the curious things about disappointment is that we all have it. It doesn't matter who we are, doesn't matter where we are, but we all experience disappointments. One of the great quotes that I love to open with is that disappointments are just God's way of saying, I've got something better. Be patient, live life, have faith. Now, the author of that quote is unknown, but I'll tell you this, it's a powerful quote. Let me share it again. Disappointments are just God's way of saying, I've got something better. Be patient, live life, have faith. Now, as I said before, you don't experience disappointment unless you're doing something. If you're not on a path for success and attempting to do great things, then
disappointments don't even come into play, because you only have disappointments when you're going for it, when you're trying to do better, when you're trying to have more. So now let's look at the definition of disappointment so that we can make sure that we're on the same page. The dictionary says that disappointment is a state of failing to satisfy your hopes or expectations. Another definition is leaving you unsatisfied and frustrated. So in a sense, disappointment is a negative emotion that comes about when you're trying to get things done. If you have no expectations, no goals, no initiatives, then disappointment will not be a part of your issues. The moment you experience disappointment, know this. It reaffirms that you're in motion, that you're working on getting something done. So today I would like to look at 12 ways to help you overcome disappointments. Number one, I love this one. Number one, throw away the evidence. Now, what do I mean, throw away the evidence? Well, number one, you see, when you're disappointed, it hits you on the emotional level. Example, if you failed at something, you know, Michael Jordan was saying that he, I think over 29 games, he took the shot at the buzzer and missed. And so I'm sure he was very disappointed. But if you focused on the disappointments, if you focused on the things that did not work, you'll stay stuck there. So throw away the evidence means that whenever you experience a disappointment, don't let it stick in your mind. Don't let it stick in your memory. Just recognize it as an opportunity for growth. Number two, make pearls. Say, Dr. Harris, what do you mean, make pearls? You know, an oyster creates a pearl when a grain of sand gets inside the oyster's shell, and it literally becomes an irritation. And so when you experience disappointment, look at disappointments as sand, as a negative experience coming into your sphere of life And when you make pearls, the oyster literally secretes a fluid that then surrounds that grain of sand, isolates it, and really transforms it into something beautiful. So when you experience disappointments, look at each disappointment like a grain of sand to an oyster. Create that bubble around it through your attitude towards it. In other words, a part of your attitude towards things that don't work out for you is that it doesn't matter. I'm bigger than this. I deserve to win. This is a learning experience. The only thing I'm getting from this disappointment is a lesson on what to do to get better, to be better, and to have more. So when you make pearls out of disappointments, you literally say, this is the lesson to be learned. And you seal it off in your consciousness as a lesson of power and growth. Number three, focus on what you know for sure. And what I mean by that is when you experience a disappointment, it can rattle your confidence in yourself. It can create a negative vibration that if you let it grow, you see, every emotion is a seed. And so when you experience that emotion, if you let it grow, it then becomes a overbearing, a powerful negative vibration that can literally, disappointment leads to discouragement, which leads to paralysis, which leads to failure. And so when you experience disappointment, focus on what you know for sure. Example, disappointment in a relationship. What you know for sure is that you're a good person. You're a kind person. And that just was not the right person for you. When you experience disappointment in an endeavor, in a task, in a business, to say, hey, I'm destined for greatness. I'm a good person. I'm industrious. I work hard. I'll overcome this. So when you focus on what you know for sure, it gives you that understanding, that sound foundation, so that you can interpret the experience of disappointment and paint it in a positive way that gives you strength to go forward. Number four, don't rush the process. Many times we experience disappointments that have absolutely nothing to do with our capabilities, that have absolutely nothing to do with our qualities and our, you might say, our possibilities for success. You experience a disappointment simply because it was not the season for that objective. You see, everything has a season. Everything has a cycle. And so when you have a goal, your goal is always superimposed upon the cycle. And that cycle is the nature of the goal itself. Example, we often talk of the farmer who plants corn. Well, if he plants corn today on Saturday, no matter how hungry he and his family are, he cannot feed his family next week or week after next. That corn has a natural growth cycle of 60 to 90 days. And so when we experience disappointments and we step back and we look at what we know for sure, for example, then we can see that the disappointment, the undesired outcome that we experienced had nothing to do with our talents. It's just that the goal that we were seeking was operating on a different frequency, a different vibration. And so all we have to do now is change our operation to coincide with the pattern, with the season, with the cycle for that goal. You know, one of the beautiful things about farming is that farmers have to understand the cycles of the seasons. Sandra used to always talk about her father, and her father was a great farmer. He trained people in farming, and he would tell folks, don't plant now. The earth has to be a certain temperature for the seeds that you plant in it to germinate and to grow. I'm in North Carolina right now, and we're experiencing, I think it's about 75 degrees today. And so we're experiencing great warmth, even though we're still in the technically in the cycle of winter. The azaleas outside are blooming. So why are they blooming? Can't they read the calendar? No, they're blooming because the seasons to them depends on the temperature. And so they're going to bloom now. We have the Azalea Festival in 2 or 3 weeks, and they may be all gone. So even though we have the festival saluting this flower, the cycle of the flower based on the temperatures is such that the flower blooms now. And so in our endeavors, when we experience disappointment, look into the cycle of that which we are seeking to accomplish. Because many times the disappointment comes not because of lack of effort on our part, but simply that the goal has a different cycle, a different season. Oprah said when she was going back over her life and she was fired from the Baltimore television station, one of the things she said was that, "I have learned that failure is really God's way of saying, excuse me, you're moving in the wrong direction." I'll say that again. Oprah Winfrey said that failure is really God's way of saying, excuse me, you're moving in the wrong direction. And so when we understand the process, the cycle, the season of our goals, of the goal itself, then we can adjust our activities accordingly so that we're no longer disappointed.
This is a great point to take our pause for the cause. We'll be right back after a few important messages and continue with our lesson on handling disappointments.
This is Dr. Herbert Harris. You know, it's graduation time again. From high school, college, trade schools, it's time to give the perfect gift, the gift that keeps on giving. Get an autographed copy of the 12 Universal Laws of Success for your loved ones. For only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, you not only get the 204-page book, but you also get over $100 in bonuses, including the workbook, audios, 12 affirmation poster, and much more. Go to www.12, that's the number 12, ULS.com. That's www.12ULS.com and get your perfect gift.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. And now, back to our program, handling disappointments.
Number 5. Oh, this is a toughie, folks. Protect yourself from the opinions of other people. When you experience a disappointment, when you experience a setback, those closest to you, especially those closest to you, have all kinds of opinions and suggestions and ideas about disappointment, why this thing happened in your life. So don't give in to the opinions of other people. Recognize that the only opinion that counts is yours. Other people's opinions can be helpful, but you should only listen to opinions of other people who have been where you're trying to go. If you want to fly, then listen to the opinions of other people who have flown before and maybe crashed and burned and flown again. This is critical. Because if you listen to the wrong people with negative minds can confirm the negative feeling you have of disappointment so that you begin to think it's okay. It's acceptable. And once you accept disappointment as reality, you're stuck in a rut. Number 6, I like to call it be a big bird. In politics, we used to talk about the big bird theory. So what is the big bird theory? Well, the big bird theory is that whenever you're entering into an arena, enter into it with such expanse, with such size, with such volume, with such sound that you literally scare everybody off the field. There was a young man who recently in the news who was attacked by a mountain lion, and he killed the mountain lion. And he said that the first line of defense in dealing with this mountain lion was to make himself appear as big as possible. So he stood up and he stretched his arms out. And so when you experience disappointment, be a big bird, stand up and stretch your arms out and say, I'm bigger than this. Say, I win. I overcome. The only question you should ever ask yourself is, what is the lesson in this experience? Number 7, allow for cracks. You know, a crack is an imperfection. A man was building a driveway next door, and he did not mix the cement properly, and so as it dried, cracks appeared. And so in life, cracks appear when you attempt to do something great and you fail, when you miss the mark. In relationships, cracks appear when you thought you knew somebody very, very well and it seemed everything was going quite well and all of a sudden they did something that completely turned you on or turned you around or disappointed you. So cracks appear in even the best endeavors. Cracks appear in even the best relationships. But the beautiful thing about cracks is the purpose of a crack is to let in the light. And so when a crack appears in the form of a disappointment in a particular endeavor, the purpose of that crack is letting the light. Light is a new understanding, another way of looking at it, a more expansive understanding of the situation. When cracks appear in a relationship, look at it as letting in the light. The light of understanding, the light of truth about what you're really dealing with. Number 8, when you experience disappointments, especially profound disappointments, especially those that literally rock your very foundation, when you experience those disappointments, write them down. There's something about writing it down that eliminates a lot of the scariness of it. It's something about writing it down that goes and penetrates the truth of the situation. Sometimes, you know, as a child, you can be fearful of the dark. And so when your mom or your dad turns on the light, everything's okay. Well, as an adult, when you experience disappointment and the negativity of disappointment, especially when it's very profound disappointment, when you write it down, when you describe it in great detail, what it is, what was the essence of the disappointment, why you think it happened, what you could have done to avoid it. When you start writing that down, it reduces the disappointment to very doable experiences that you can grow through to go where you want to go. Remember this, folks. You have to grow through it to go through it. And so disappointments are signals that you must grow. You must do more. You must get better. Number 9, learn how to back up, how to regroup. Albert Einstein said that insanity is doing the same thing over and over, experiencing and expecting a different result. The Heisenberg principle, the principle of uncertainty, says that just examining something changes it. And so when you experience disappointment, it can be very helpful to just back up, to pull yourself from the situation, to step back for a minute. Sometimes it may mean to just go into a meditation, to step back and meditate. Sometimes we often say count to 10 before you lose your temper. These are just ways to handle that idea that you must back up from a situation so that you can see it clearly. Sometimes you can be so immersed in the forest of life that if you could just back up, you can see beyond the forest to the mountains of success. And so to eliminate, help you overcome disappointment, learn how to back up, how to regroup so that you can see further, so that you can see more. Which leads us to number 10. To recognize that no matter what the disappointment, no matter how great and massive the failure, that you can always start over. No matter how dark the night, no matter how terribly dark and scary the night is, the sun always rises. And so you have the capacity to start over with a new sheet. You literally, each day is a blank sheet, and you can choose what you want to include in that day. You can write your own script. You are the director of the play. You are the writer of the play. You are the lead actor in the play. You are the producer of the play that is your life. And so once you recognize that, then anytime disappointment brings you to that point where you say, hey, this is not where I want to go. This is not what I expected. Then you can always back up and start over. Number 11, don't beat yourself up. I know personally, I used to get so angry with myself when I failed at something. I used to get so angry, and probably one of the things that made me most angry was when I broke my own promises to myself. When we go on the success journey, we choose to do certain things. And many times, when we fail to do those things, we can look at ourselves and blame ourselves for that failure. And when we start to blame ourselves, we can start to beat ourselves up, to tear ourselves down, to start letting those negative thoughts come in. You know, oh, good things never happen to me. I'm lucky. I never win at those things. You know, when I make sales calls, you know, people don't want to buy what I have. That when you start to beat yourself up, it creates a negative harmonic that grows. You see, remember this, that any emotion that you permit to come into your life experience, any emotion that you permit to impact you, that you accept, becomes a seed that grows in the nature of the emotion. And so if you let that emotion of disappointment lead you to beat up on yourself, then you undermine your possibilities for success and will put yourself in a rut. And finally, number 12, hang on to hope. You see, hope is so powerful. The dictionary says that hope is a feeling of expectation and desire. A feeling of expectation and desire for a certain outcome. Hope is a feeling and an expectation of desire for a certain thing to happen, for a certain manifestation to occur. As long as you have hope, you have life. As long as you have hope, you have faith. As long as you have faith, you can take action. As long as you take action, you'll get results. And so when the disappointments come in, and when they are so profound that they literally rattle you to your core, hope is the answer. Hope can get you out of there because hope stimulates that vibration with what you're seeking, with your desired outcomes. And once that vibration is stimulated, you now become magnetic and attract into your space that which you are seeking to experience. So my friends, this idea of overcoming disappointment is a powerful thought. It's a powerful technique because if you're striving, if you're trying, disappointments will surely manifest. But if you won, throw away the evidence. Don't focus on the disappointment. Focus on what you desire. Serena Williams said, I never focus on the challenge. I focus on the outcome. Number 2, make pearls. That whatever disappointments you have, to ask the question, what is the lesson for me to learn? And then seal that disappointment in the lesson of experience so that you become better for it. Number two, focus on what you know for sure. Understanding is the things that you know and believe in your core beliefs. So when you experience that disappointment, know I'm a good person. I have good ideas. I have good intentions. If things didn't work out, I'm still a good person. I still have good intentions, and I will be victorious. Number four, don't rush the process. Recognize that everything you're seeking has a vibration of its own, and the purpose of life and the purpose of the journey is to become congruent with the cycle of that which you're seeking. Number five, protect yourself from other people's opinions. Only listen to positive, uplifting opinions from people who've been where you're trying to go. Number six, be that big bird to spread your wings of presence, your wings of energy, your wings of vibration, to take all the good attributes that you have and then share them through vibrations of confidence. Number eight, write it down. The moment you write it down, all the scariness is removed. Number nine, learn how to back up and regroup. There's no situation that you cannot back up from and regroup. And number 10, always know that you can start over. That you are the producer, you're the writer, you're the director, and you're the actor in the script that is your life. You choose what to do and when to do it. Number 11, don't beat yourself up. Honor yourself. Everything is a learning experience, and so anything that did not work is just so that you can see the light of better understanding. And finally, number 12, hang in there. Hang in to your hope. Hang on to the hope that you will accomplish that which you're seeking. Hang on to the hope. Turn hope into faith. Turn faith into action. Turn action into desired results. And my friends, when you can do these things, then you can handle disappointment as a great gift to help you reveal who you really are, to help show your mettle, to help show your craftiness, to help show your ingenuity, to help show your stick-to-itiveness, and most of all, to help show your desire to be what you want to be, to do what you want to do, and to have whatever you want to have, knowing always that the best is yet to come.
Ooh, yeah. I got the power. The power's in my hands. And you only wish that you could understand.
Be sure to go to our website, www.herbertharris.com, for more information about our programs and products. I would like to learn about some of the challenges or victories that you have. Any questions you may have, email me at herbert@herbertharris.com. Remember, when you email me, I will give you a free audio download, The Four Principles of Wealth Building. This is Dr. Herbert Harris. You know, it's graduation time again. From high school, college, trade schools, it's time to give the perfect gift, the gift that keeps on giving. Get an autographed copy of the 12 Universal Laws of Success for your loved ones for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. You not only get the 204-page book, but you also get over $100 in bonuses, including the workbook, audios, 12 affirmation poster, and much more. Go to www.12, that's the number 12, ULS.com. That's www.12uls.com and get your perfect gift. Our closing affirmation is, even this will pass away. The darker the night, the brighter the day. I'll say that again. Even this will pass away. The darker the night, the brighter the day. Our assignment for this week is to listen to this message and write out the steps that you will use to handle disappointment in the future. For all of you who have our book, read the chapter on the law of persistence. That's chapter 11, the law of persistence. Think about ways that you've hung in there when things got tough. Send me an email about this experience so I can share it with our listeners. Send your email to herbert@herbertharris.com. Remember, we are where we are because of the decisions we make and the actions we take. Choose success. Choose wealth. Choose health. We each have the ability to create the lives we desire by changing our thoughts, our feelings, our habits, and our associations. Choose the life you desire in your thoughts. Feel the life you desire in your feelings. Cultivate the habits that support the life you desire, and surround yourself with people who love you, inspire you, lift you up, and help you create the life of your dreams, knowing that the best is yet to come. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, and you are tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show on Bishani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. See you next week.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio and iHeart Radio.
Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bishani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.